Well, let me ask a question that harks back to judicial selection with a twist. Suppose when you were approached to serve on the Michigan Supreme Court, the system had been such that you were like Judge Souter and had to submit yourself to the kind of examination that he has undergone before you could sit a first day on the court. Would this have chilled your inclination to serve? Or maybe I'm not. Yeah, it sounds loaded the way I say it. I think your people would be interested in your opinion of how.
Well, the epitome of senatorial review of court appointments, obviously, was the Bork case. Souter didn't approach that in rancor and bitterness and nastiness and so forth. And you're talking about a lifetime appointment. Now, I don't know. I guess I would not be in favor of a lifetime appointment system on the state courts. I would think that people ought to be, if I could play God with it, I would appoint members of the Supreme Court for a term of 8 years, but then have some review process, either a review by the electorate or some other process, a review by the legislative and executive branches. There are different things that could be done.